Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt es auch alles. Perik Yud, Mischne Gimel, Miktsas Tumme Babayis und Miktsas Akenegaveruba. Ah, same case we had before. Part of the Tumme is underneath the house, meaning the roof part, and part of the Tumme is underneath the Aruba part. The only difference is over here we're talking about an Aruba that is less than a Tefach, by a Tefach. So, everyone agrees, we're going to see over here three shitas in the Mishnah, but everyone is going to agree, Habayis Tumme, the Kalim underneath the roof part, underneath the ceiling part, they're going to become tummy. Even though the whole piece of tum is not necessarily under the roof, but part is under the roof part, and part is under the aruva part. What's underneath the ceiling part is going to become tummy. But here's where we're going to have a three-way machlekes. First, we're going to have the sheet of Remeir. Remeir holds, ukenegad tumah tummy. Also, the kalim that, let's say, are on top of the aruva. So if these kalim on top of the aruva would look down, straight down, they would see a little bit of the tumah that's connected to the aruva. They become tummy. Like we said last time, and we explained, once the tumah becomes one piece, so it's connected, and the tumah goes both ways, from the house under the aruva, from the aruva under the house. So according to Remeir, there's no difference in regard to this halacha where a little bit of the tumah is under the aruva and a little bit is under the house. According to Remeir, there's absolutely no difference if the aruva is open a tefach or not open a tefach. Rabbi Yehuda says, I agree, Abai is tummy. A little bit of tumah under the aruva, a little bit of tumah under the house. What's under the house is tummy. However, says Rabbi Yehuda, keneged tumah tohar. Why? Rabbi Yehuda holds, look, if you have a whole piece of tumah on its own underneath the aruva, it's going to come through even though it's less than a tefach. But if you don't even have a whole piece of tumah here, one part is under the aruva, the other part is under the house, and the opening is less than a tefach, the tumah will not go through the less than a tefach to be metama kalim on top of the aruva. Now, the Chazaynish says kalim underneath the aruva, in the path of the tumah, that will become tummy. But Rabbi Yehuda's whole point is, this type of a tumah, where only part of it is under the aruva, that will not work its way through an aruva that is less than a tefach. Rabbi Yossi says, it depends. You're telling me part of the tumah is under the aruva, part is under the house. You're not telling me how much of the tumah is under the aruva, how much of the tumah is under the house. So therefore, Zok Rabbi Yossi like this. Im yesh betumah, if you have a full shear over here, kedesh etecholek v'tetame, if you were divided, you would be metama. You would have enough of here to be metama as habayis, the kelim underneath the ceiling part, usetame keneged tumah. In other words, you would have to have more than at least two kezaisim. One kezaisim for under the aruva, one kezaisim for under the house. Then the din is tummy. Then if I'm holding a keli over this aruva, even though all I see is part of the tumah, but it's still going to be tummy. But ve'im lav, I don't have two kezaisim over here. I don't have enough in this one piece that if I divided it, I would have a kezaisim for underneath the roof and a kezaisim for underneath the aruva. Then I would say, Habayis tummy. The house still stays tummy. But keneged tumah tohar. But then I would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that if I'm holding a keli over the aruva and I look down and I see part of the tumah but not a whole kezayis, even though it's connected, when it's connected you have a kezayis, but the part underneath the aruva won't be a kezayis, then tohar, because the tumah will not go through the aruva. It's less than a tefach. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, by the way. So again, what did we have in our Mishnah? We had part of the tumah underneath the ceiling part, part of the tumah underneath the aruva part. But the aruva is less than a tefach. Reb Meir says, no difference, less than a tefach, more than a tefach. It combines, everything is tummy. Keneged aruva is tummy, and underneath the house is tummy. Reb Yehuda says, if you don't have a whole piece of tumah on its own underneath the aruva, that tumah will not shoot through the aruva and be metame kelim on top. Reb Yossi says, it depends how big this piece of tumah is. You're right. You're right, Reb Yehuda. If I take this piece over here, and it's not as big as even two zesim, so I don't have enough for a kezayis under the aruva, and a kezayis separately for the house, even though together I have a kezayis, but this is not going to be metamek kelim up through and on top of the aruva. It won't get through the pesach tefach. But if I have two kezaisim, enough for a kezaisim under the aruva, and a kezaisim under the house, even though it's one piece, the tumah will come through even less than the tefachim atame kelim on top of the aruva. And again, Reb Meir says, even if you don't have a kazayis underneath the aruva, but because it joins together with another part to become a kazayis, I'll still say kelim on top of the aruva are going to become tamei. There's a lot over here in the Mefarshim to try to explain the sheet of Reb Yehuda. But basically, Reb Yehuda says, unless you have its own independent piece underneath the aruva, once you have to come on to the part that's underneath the ceiling, we look at the whole thing differently. We say this house is an oil of tumah. Once I don't have my own piece of tumah underneath the window, but it's connected, regardless of what the amounts are, it's connected to the piece of tumah. It's underneath the roof, so that's what governs this house. Tumah under a roof. The basis of tumah is that there's tumah in this oil. Now, you want to be metame what's on top of the oil? You have to have a pesach tefach, less than a tefach. Tumah doesn't go through. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Unless you have your own separate piece of tumah underneath the aruva, whatever is there belongs to the halachis of the house. And as far as the halacha of a house is concerned, stamazai, if I asked you a shaila, there's tumah in the house, there's less than a pesach tefach, does the tumah go through? You would say no. So same is true over here. As long as the tumah is connected to the other part of the tumah in the house, this is a house that has tumah in it. And if you want to be metama what's outside, you need a pesach tefach.